Burnout isn't just exhaustion. It's that feeling of being drained inside and out, like you've been running on empty for too long. And if you're feeling this way, it's not because you're weak. It's because you've been strong for too long without a break. First, I want you to give yourself permission to pause. And I want to congratulate you that you are here. You are investing in yourself with uplift. This is important. You are on the journey to healing your burnout just by investing in yourself with these activities. But you got to pause because pushing harder isn't the solution. Sometimes the most productive thing you can do is rest. Rest is not a reward that you have to earn. It's a necessity. Even God rested on the seventh day. You're allowed to too. You can use one of the journals to take stock of what's weighing you down. Is there something that you can delegate or delay or say no to? You don't have to carry it all. I want you to rest because rest restores and heals and brings clarity. You don't have to rest for weeks at a time when you're burnt out. Let's just put 5 minutes throughout your day with all the different activities that you can do here. Breath work, journaling, meditation. I want you to take advantage of this in the middle of your busy day when you can't get away for longer. But when you can get away for a little bit longer, I want you to reconnect with the things that fill your soul. A walk outside or a conversation with your friend, doing something that you love. Small, restorative acts can make a big difference. And when you're ready to move forward, I want you to go slowly. You don't have to sprint out of burnout. Give yourself time to fully recharge. You're worth taking care of. You've done hard things before, and you will again, but not today. Today, I want you to give yourself the grace to rest. I want you to pause and breathe and refill your cup. You're important. You're valuable. You're worthy of being cared for. You deserve this.